Number R2R number 2. The following message, titled Three Kinds of Healing, was given Wednesday evening, October 5th, 1960.
There are three kinds of, or three types of healing that we see a Jesus minister in the Word of the Lord. If you want to know something, go to Jesus Christ because He is your example. You believe that?
Amen.
He has set the way and He has led the way. And that's why we just get thrilled to death. To some people, this don't mean anything, but to us, it's our life. These little crosses of truth that we find from Genesis to Revelation, because it's Jesus. Wherever we look, it's Jesus. And every line, every verse, every chapter, it's Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Hoshamahandaya. He's all we need, oh Mosiah. Isn't He wonderful? Hallelujah. Under the Mosiah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, beloved, there are three different kinds of healing that we see Jesus minister. And that is healing by instant faith. Instant faith. And what do we mean by instant faith? We mean imparted faith or revealed faith. Now, sometimes you can come up for a prayer line, and all of a sudden the faith hits you, something hits you, and you reach up and you lay hold completely of what He wants. And you get delivered just like that. How many of you have been delivered instantly of something? Let's see your hand. Well, then you know what I'm talking about. And sometimes, beloved, this instant faith can be ministered by revelation. Just like yesterday when I come, I began to wait upon the Lord, and He began to show me how to get at this man. As I begin to walk in that revealed faith that He gave unto me, you see what I mean, for the discernment and for just who was to do the rebuking and all that, I got instant deliverance. If you'd have suffered what I suffered since last, I don't know, Thursday or Friday or Wednesday, whenever it was I started, it was tremendous for me. That was a tremendous deliverance. Tremendous. I couldn't begin to explain to you how wonderful the deliverance was yesterday. Now then, so there is that kind of faith, and that kind of faith produces instant deliverance. Now let's look at it here in Mark real quick. Mark 10. Praise God. Where is it I want to go here? Oh, this is precious. In verse 46, let's begin there. It says, and they came to Jericho, and as they went out of Jericho with His disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Now, our bishop friend from India gave us this valuable information. This is an Oriental book and has an Oriental background. And he told us there are two classes of beggars in the Oriental country. If you understand that, this truth here will live greater in your heart. He said there are two classes of beggars. Those that are actually real beggars, that are poor and so forth. And he said you'll always find them in the street, at a streetcar setting and begging. Or you will find them at the back door begging a bite of bread out of the door. But he said there are spiritual beggars. There are people that maybe there's an affliction come on them. Maybe they've lost their eyesight, or this thing has happened to them, or some other thing. And they will go out and they will beg by the highways. And so they have plenty of clothes. They wear their good clothes, but they go and beg. And whatever they get, why, they will give unto the poor. And so that's the way that they humble themselves. And they believe that by humbling themselves that way, God will look down and have mercy on them and heal them. But he said they always wear their robes. You can tell where their state is in their religion, what their position is. They always wear their robes to show their position. So in one sense, they still carry their pride with them. Now, this is important to understand this in this parable. And so he says here, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, and he cried the more a great deal. thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise. He calleth for thee. Now I want you to notice this. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Beloved, that ought to make you shout right up and down right now, because you'll understand why blind Bartimaeus got healed, because he cast off his proud robes of religion and his proud robes, hallelujah, of his own ideas and his own dreams, bless God, and he came straight to Jesus and he said, here I am, Lord. Glory to God. And when he come up there, Jesus imparted instantaneous faith, and the man was healed instantly. You know why? That we don't get instantly healed sometimes. Beloved, we come clothed with our own ideas of how that God's going to do this thing, through whom he's going to do it. And if somebody prays for you, besides this person or that person, well, you're just not going to believe. When you come, you want so-and-so to pray for you. You better want Jesus to pray for you. It's what you better want. And you know something? Anybody that has the Holy Ghost, he's able to pray for you. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And he immediately, look at that, received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Is that clear to you? Is that point clear to you? Is that a precious little tidbit there, huh? Now you make a note of that. Put it there in your Bible, because you'll forget it before you get home. But tomorrow, if you've got it written down there, you'll meditate on it and you'll get a blessing out of it. Yes, Brother Doug.
Jesus told him to go his way, and then his way was to follow Jesus.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Now then, number two, let's look at it here. Progressive faith. Progressive. Now, God ordains different ways, beloved. Progressive faith produces progressive healing. I want you to notice this now. Let's go again to Mark, the 8th chapter. Back over there just with me a little bit. Into the 8th chapter. And we see a wonderful, I believe that's what I want. Yes, this is it right here. In Mark 8:22, let's look at it. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, hallelujah, when Jesus spit, he said, demon of blindness, I spit upon your authority. Your authority has just been destroyed right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. And he said, and put his hands upon him. And he asked him if he saw aught. Now, do you mean to tell me that Jesus didn't have the power in this instance, the same power as he had in the other instance? Yes, he did. But now, why then did God do things just like this? Because he's sovereign, and he's got a right to choose your manner and your method of healing. And so he put his hands on him and said, ask him if he saw aught. And he looked up and he said, I see men as trees walking. He didn't see clear. Men look just like trees walking around. He saw, but not perfectly. It was progressive. Look at that. Now, sometimes we pray for people. You come in and you pray for them. Well, just like Grandma back there, Sister Bailey. Now, what she needs is to be in a place to where she can get more of the Word and progress in her faith, that her healing might progress.
Amen. Amen.
And as you get the Word, your faith progresses. Amen. A lot of your faith has already progressed tonight just by listening to this other message here. Your understanding and your faith has progressed. Isn't that right, huh? Amen. And as you stay under this, you reach out and reach out. And as you reach out, healing comes. And notice this. And he put his hands again upon his eyes, and made him look up. He had to do the looking up, the exercising of his faith. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. Now, he was not healed perfectly the first time that even Jesus laid hands on him. Why did God do this? To show the way for you and me. That there is such a thing as progressive faith. How many of you have been healed of something progressively? Let's see your hands. I think all of us have, haven't we, huh? As you kept reaching out and kept laying hold of the Word and saying, Jesus has made me whole. A lot of times I say, Satan, this is not on me, it's nailed to the cross. And as I kept progressing in my faith and reaching out, praise God, one day I'd wake up and find it that in reality, for me, it was already nailed. It was nailed there. Theoretically, it's been done. Amen. Now then, real quick here. And this is the third one, and by no means the least. And the third one, beloved, is obedient healing. There's a lot of people that are sick tonight because they're not obeying God. You say, well, sometimes it's just a little thing. Seemingly to you that God has told you to do, and you've been playing around about it. Maybe God told you to be in the house of God on Sunday morning. Maybe God told you to pay your tithe. Maybe God told you to do this. Maybe He told you to do that. And you've just sort of wiggled and squirmed and halfway done the thing, but not really been obedient. If a sickness has come back upon you, beloved, there's a reason for it. Now let's go to John, the 9th chapter. There's some others that I could take on that. Let's go to John, the 9th chapter, and begin with verse 6. And they had brought a blind man unto Jesus here, one that had been blind from his birth. And Jesus speaks to him there a little bit and asks him who had sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind. And rather, they asked Jesus that, and Jesus told him neither, but that this was for the glory and for the works of God. Now then, in verse 6, he said, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. And so, beloved, this man's healing came because he obeyed. Now, why did Jesus put the clay on there? Because he could have spit on his eyes and he wouldn't have had to wash that off. But if he put the clay on there, he had to go and wash that off. And the spit, again, was the authority over the blind devil that was on his eyes. And when he went down there and washed and obeyed, he came up seeing. He came up healed. The same thing is true, beloved, with Naaman, wasn't it? The leper, was it Naaman? And come over there to Israel, and when he obeyed, and that made him awful mad. He didn't want to obey, now did he? But beloved, let me tell you something. He would have never got rid of his leprosy if he hadn't washed 7 times in the River Jordan. This blind man would have never gotten healed if he hadn't have gone and washed in the pool of Siloam. And beloved, listen, we need to seek God when we come before Him, and we need healing for our bodies. Is there something that we're not obeying? That's the first thing I ask my Father. Lord, what is it? And sometimes God shows me, and then I ask Him for confirmation through someone else. Like yesterday, I wanted to find out if this was, I wanted God to confirm to me that this was purely a satanic attack of the devil, or if I had missed God's will, or if I was disobedient. Sometimes we all miss it one way or another. Sometimes we're disobedient. Sometimes God speaks and the thing might be little, and we just sort of shove it over in the corner. But then we start praying for it, and then we start sort of getting wise about it.
This is the end of sermon study number R2R number 2.